Thank you so much for inviting the Missouri Chamber of Commerce in today. We certainly appreciate it. And on behalf of our President and CEO, Dan Meehan, who just wants to say thank you for your support of the Missouri Chamber. It is great to be here. You probably don't know this, but your chamber is one of the top chambers in the state. And as so we're with our federation, yay! And you have a fantastic team, and I get to travel the state. We have 192 chambers in the federation. And honestly, a lot of times I say, have you seen what they're doing at West Plains? Because I stalk you guys all the time on Facebook and everything else. And you guys really are just an outstanding chamber. So you guys really deserve a round of applause. So yay to all of you guys out there. I wanted to just talk to you a little bit today about what the Missouri Chamber does. And like Dave said, so our whole role of the world is we are advocacy. We don't do any fairs, festivals, parades, anything like that. We live and die in the Capitol, both in Jefferson City and in Washington, D.C. So I'm going to go through a few slides today, and then if you have any questions afterwards, you can ask or you can stop me during the middle as well. So the first thing that we want to just talk about is all the issues that are, that are facing our businesses today. And what we like to look at is what's happening. And so we all know we're coming out of COVID. Everybody's trying to figure out what the new normal is. And so just for an example, this year in our legislation, we've had over 40 pieces of legislation proposed to our legislators that's for regarding COVID. And whether you're a vaccinator or anti-vaccinator or whatever the issues are, what our position is that it should be up to the business. The government should not come in and tell you, you have to do X, whatever X is. And so that's what those 40 pieces of legislation have been so far this year. We've been fortunate. We've been able to stave off all of those so far. And we've got 6 weeks left in the session. We have three lobbyists that work around the clock trying to make sure that your business rights are protected. And so, again, it's not whether you're pro-vaccination or anti-vaccine, whatever your personal issues are, we just don't want government telling business what you have to do. Because once you go down that slippery slope, we never know what the next issue is going to be that they're going to try and tell you that you have to do. So that is the biggest issue that we've been facing so far right now. So we have a program that's called Let Business Decide. You can see the website up there. We do have over several hundred people that have signed up to this program, and the whole idea is, again, to let you as business owners decide what's going to happen. The next issue that we know in talking with our businesses is workforce. I don't know if you have a problem here in West Plains. If you don't, you're the rarity, but every place we go, there's no workforce to be had. So businesses, you have to tell me, is that a problem you're having here is getting workers? Yes. So one of the biggest things that we've seen so far, the next 20 years, we're going to lose 1.6 million Missourians will retire. So we have to have a workforce that's going to replace those of us that are going to get to retire. We also know that our child care, we have a child care desert in our state. And we're trying to work out issues. The Lieutenant Governor has started a big program to develop more child care centers around the state because a lot of our parents have not gone back to work after COVID because of that. We have to figure out how we can get our parents in, back as employees and then our children taken care of and not to cost them their entire paychecks to get it taken care of right now. So if you have any idea on that, we can give you the information, put you in contact with those folks that are working that issue around the clock as well. There we go. So when you look at one of the, we've done many, many surveys at the Missouri Chamber. And so this one just kind of talks a little bit about our obstacles for growth in our businesses. Obviously, workforce, COVID, poor leadership, infrastructure, our bad economy, operating costs, supply chain issues. And that is some of the major ones for our businesses and non-members across the state. As you can just see the graphs up here where those relax at. The next area that we're talking about is our high school students. Are they being prepared to once they graduate from high school? This graph shows that the strong is the ones in the dark blue up there. And what we're seeing is people are not as confident that our high school students are being prepared for employees today. And if you're an educator, please don't take offense to that. It does not mean that you're not educating the students. It's meaning that business and education are not talking about what they need. And that's what we're seeing around the state so far. what we'd like to see more of is some of the soft skills. Our employers are telling us that our students are not coming out with the professional or the soft skills that they need to be engaged, and technical skills. What we're finding is that every parent says, okay, you have to go to a four-year institution, which is great, but what we need are the technical colleges to be filled up. We need our laborers, we need our plumbers, our electricians across the board, our folks to work in our industries. The industrial sites are not like they were when I was growing up, and so there's a lot of great things that our students need, and we're just not talking to education about what those needs are. So we're trying to bridge that gap across the state and work with people and let people know what's really is important to our employers and what is needed. So the next issue that we're facing right now is cybersecurity. I'm sure you guys have heard the news. It's everywhere, but it's really affecting businesses. And one small employer can be wiped out if they get hacked within cybersecurity. So we have a tech alliance, and we have a new tech report that's available to you. One of the great things is Missouri is leading the United States. We're in the top 10 for tech in our state. We are in the United States, and also we are one of the top states for women in technology, which is a great feat for us. Now what we have to do is re-engage our businesses and employers on technology and let them know what's going on. So we have our tech report is available on our website, or we can send it to you if anybody would like a copy of it. But it's great to see us being the leader in the United States as far as technology goes. If you have any interest in our tech alliance, or if you're in the tech field, and it's tech field is really from A to Z, it's not just computer technologies or you name the things, but our industries, our workforce, and a lot of our employers. So, and what we're trying to do too is work to see how we can protect our employers. So we do have a piece of legislation that we're working on right now to give grants to employers to help them with technology. So what we're at the end of session, if this all gets approved, we'll be able to have grants available to our businesses, to everything. Most employers don't know where you even start for to protect yourself against cybersecurity. And that's what we're kind of looking at, like a cyber 101 type thing. So if you have any questions afterwards, we'd be glad to talk to you about it. So it's by the regions, when we talk about cybersecurity, this kind of just shows you some of the areas that people are feeling like they are not engaged in it at all. So the next issue that we're having our biggest concern is public safety. We're getting ready to release a public safety report. We've talked to a lot of folks about, and our businesses, about how we feel if public safety is hurting the economy in Missouri. Most people feel like it is. A lot of it is more in the St. Louis and Kansas City regions versus the rural areas or in the mid portion of the state. But it is something that is affecting why businesses don't want to move here. And we always get those calls, you know, so somebody wants to move to West Plains and they hear something has happened in Kansas City, and in their mind it's all together. Well, it's not all together, we know that, when there's a lot of safe areas. But we do have to look at the public safety perception that's out there about Missouri. So we talked to the businesses, here's the results as far as the competitiveness of the state. Two-thirds of our members and a greater percentage of non-members see crime as impacting the state's economy. And it's a remarkable 80% in St. Louis. So, and remember, I'm just the messenger. So so what we are trying to do is looking at addressing crime by the regions. And again, not telling everybody it's all the same as it is in St. Louis or Kansas City. There's a lot of great areas in our state, but we need to work together. So one of the things that we learned from our employers in the last several years was the lack of health insurance for small businesses. And so back in 2017, we started a program. It's called the Chamber Benefit Plan. You may have seen ads. You may have been targeted by our ads. It's called Trust Your Local Chamber. And so that's why we kind of are working on our health insurance. What we know is our employees are leaving employers that do not provide health insurance. And as a small mom and pop, you cannot get into an association if you don't have a number of employees, over 50 employees. And so what we worked on is with Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield to come up with a program where it can take all of our small employers and put you together in a group. And so it's called the Chamber Benefit Plan. There we go. It is a self-funded multiple employer welfare arrangement. And so it used to be called MEWA. So if you heard that name around, thrown around, the MEWA is nobody could ever remember what MEWA actually stood for. So we changed it to the Chamber Benefit Plan. But it's for those employers with 2 to 50 employees and those that are a member of your local chamber or the Missouri Chamber. We tell everybody, join your local chamber. And those are just really the two hurdles you have to jump to get through this. It is with Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To date, we have 27 businesses here in West Plains that are participating in the program. Here is some of the plan options. There's two different EPOs, 11 PPOs, and 4 HSAs. Now, I have to disclaimer, I am not an insurance broker. I am not an insurance person at all. So if you are in the crowd, please feel free to chime in. But what we have is a number of plans that you can pick and choose from for your employees and what's going to work for you. What we tell everybody, this plan may or may not work for your company, but as a small employer, we're seeing great results. So we started in November of 2017. We had 250 lives on the program. To date, we have 45,000 lives on the program and 3,400 different groups. So the bigger the pool is, the reduced rates that you're gonna see. So I have one gentleman in Southwest Missouri, he's saving over $100,000 a year with this health insurance. So he'll call me and say, do you know what this means? I'm like, yes, I do, it's phenomenal. But what we're really trying to do is help you keep your employees and then help our employees have the insurance needs that they have. And so we have a number of different programs, a number of different plans that are available to you. And some of the benefits about the program are with the different types of PPOs and HSAs on it. Is also, you can start this program anytime throughout the year. You don't have to wait to just October, November timeframe. You can start at any time. We have three different renewal dates now because we've become so large with Anthem, March 1st, June 1st, and September the 1st. All the insurance covers everything that's mandated by the federal government. And if you have five or more people on your plan, you can have two different plans. If you have 10 or more people, you can have three different plans for your company. So what we really try and do is make it work for you and what you need. So I do have an ad here from one of our participants. If I can get it to see if I can make this work.
When I first learned about it, I was very skeptical. It was a 40% decrease from where we were, significant. And, we're paying 70% of it, and employees, the 30 that they thought of their paycheck, this is a real saving in healthcare. And it's a true benefit for small businesses. And that's one of the best things that happened in 17 years we've been here. If I didn't sign up for it, it's real.
So like I was saying, the plans are real. When you hear your employers talk about it around the state, we've seen the average renewal increase has been about 9 to 11% this year, and right now we have a 92% retention rate across the state. So, which is showing us that it's really working for our businesses. And we get calls from other states all the time and other employers in our surrounding states saying, hey, can we have this insurance? You have to have your main company reside here in Missouri. That's the biggest thing. But just as a wrap up for the Missouri Chamber, we're all about advocacy. Everything we do, we've put packets of information on your table giving you all of our information. If you have questions, Jessica can reach out to me, or you can. I've got my cards up here. What we really like to see is our businesses grow. So every year in August, we host a federation meeting. So this year it's going to be August the 19th. We'd love to have you come. We buy you lunch, but to hear what's happening in your community. We walk through a process of learning about what's happening in each community, and then we take it to the legislators and say, this is what we need to have done. So that's how we set our political agenda every year. But if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them either now or later. You just tell me, Mr. Chairman.
Now,
so it's yours. So
keep you on the spot.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Questions for Tammy.
But I know I kind of whipped through everything kind of quick, but I do know everybody's on a time frame. We don't want to hold you up. So, but no questions? Okay, good. Thank you so much.
The hook.